Welcome to Land Yap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. And my guest today, I'm joined by Jessica Williamson. Jessica's been doing mission work for several trips to Haiti, as well as a graduate from the School of Nursing at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. And Jessica, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
A lot of attention being turned towards Haiti. And well, you've done mission work there. Tell us about some of the trips that you've had. How did the missions work in Haiti come about for you?
Well, I was actually on a BCM mission trip with ULM. This year will be 5 years. And we were in Boston, and I met a girl that we were working with a church. Her name's Leah Beidler, and she was talking with me about going to teach in Haiti for a year, and I was going to Honduras for the second time. And we just had that connection. And so her and I just began talking. We swapped emails, and she eventually had spent a year in Haiti and then gone back consecutive times and started organizing a summer camp. And so we just kept in touch. I never could go with her. But when the hurricane hit about a year and a half ago, in 2008, Hannah and Ike just really blew through Haiti and destroyed the whole country, like without choosing. It just, the whole country was devastated.
Right.
And so God put it on my heart to start a campaign called A Voice for Haiti. And some people are familiar with what we did last year, where we raised some money. Our goal was $10,000. I got to take it over there. And so that was my first time in Haiti last December. And since then, I've been three times, and mainly worked with people in Northwest Haiti in a small village called Pascatabois, and have enjoyed my time there, love the people. It's a struggle all over the country. It doesn't matter where you're at, but I've fallen in love with that place. But just recently, I got a chance to go to, I made a contact with a person on Facebook that is the founder of Heartline Ministries. Her name is Beth McCool, and I asked her if we could come and check out what they were doing at Heartline. And so we went and spent 3 days working with them, working with their women's program, their orphanage, and just got to see what they're about and what they do. And that was a week ago today,
right,
when we were leaving.
And they were based in Port-au-Prince.
Yes, they're in Port-au-Prince, right? where the, you know, the epicenter of the earthquake was. And so, you know, had I not been, you know, to Port-au-Prince, I don't know that I would have had as much of a direct connection. But, you know, having been there a week ago and been with these sweet people, and now, you know, seeing, working with patients and the workers of Heartline, they're all Haitian people, and they all live in Port-au-Prince. They don't all live in a community. They live out. And so, you know, having done like a prenatal clinic in a slum, and, you know, just gotten to know some of the people and caring for them, you know, just wondering where they are right now is a crazy feeling, thinking that, you know, they could be trapped, or they could be, you know, they could be hurt, or they could be dead. You know, it's a scary thing to think that your family and your friends are, you know,
right,
in that type of situation.
So what kind of day-to-day work were you doing? You were working with women who were pregnant?
Yes, women who are pregnant. They have a sewing program. I didn't really get to be a part of that, but they have a Haitian teacher, and they bring these women that want to enroll in a program. They teach them how to sew. It's like a year-long program. And they come in and they make purses. You can go to HaitianCreations.com, I think, and you can buy them from these particular people. And this, all the money is fair trade. It goes straight to, you know, for these women.
Right.
They get all the money and they feed their families.
Okay.
You know, it's really, they teach them how to be self-sufficient. And so that's one part of the program I got to do. Mainly I worked with a women's program. They come in like once a week, specifically on Thursday, and we do like, we teach them. They get a good meal. We do all their prenatal, like, we do their vital signs just to check and see how they're doing. We do, like, fundal height and get fetal heart tones for them. They just, it's things that we would normally get here.
Right.
But they, you know, a normal Haitian woman would never get. And a lot of it's education, teaching them about their bodies so that maybe they can be a good parent. You know, these people can't read or write a lot of times, so they're not educated, but they can be a good mom.
Right.
They just have to be taught. And so that's really what their focus is, you know, they have an orphanage there. They're glad to be able to get some of these kids out, but they don't want there to keep being orphans. They don't want parents to abandon their children. And so they're trying to educate and, you know, and they're sharing Christ and, you know, all at the same time. So it's a really neat program.
With, living, you know, your day-to-day life here, and, you know, folks can, you know, kind of relate to how things go in the Monroe, West Monroe area.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the day-to-day life that, you know, one would experience in Haiti.
Oh gosh, I don't know that there is a day-to-day life other than getting up when the sun comes up. And literally, I mean, my life is obviously not anywhere near the life of a Haitian, even when I'm visiting. because you know, the poverty level, these people, a lot of times they spend their whole day, they may have a job carrying water to and from like long distances, like where I've been before. Somebody may make two or three trips a day, like miles and miles and miles through mountains, and they may make $2 in a day. I mean, it's just they spend all that time.
You mentioned that electricity is something that kind of goes on and off, to where generators are almost preferred over electricity at many times.
Oh yes, in Port-au-Prince, it's you're blessed if you get a surge of electricity that day. Most of the time, it'll be on for 2 hours, cut off, or you know, just it varies. So a lot of people have generators, backup batteries are used a lot.
And that plays into something I think they were talking about, how the need for fuel there, because you're going to need the diesel, obviously, to run the generators.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, something that, you know, I guess in our American, our Western mindset is, oh, they're going to have to get the crews in to put up the power lines and things like that. But more importantly is having it there for the fuel.
Oh, yeah. And that's something that, I mean, prices are going to, you know, rise because they don't have that in country. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's going to rise. And, you know, we were talking before about how, you know, these first few days have been horrible, and I think acutely they are, but I think some of, I mean, not trying to be negative, but I think some of Haiti's, Haiti's got a lot of harder days left to come.
Right.
And so.
And folks can help out in a very direct way. And
yes.
There is a website that they can go to.
Yes, it's Haiti-relief.org, and all that money goes to Heartline. And what they're going to do is they're going to, that money's going to go directly to help the people and continue their work that they're doing there. They're there all the time. They're not leaving. They're there, they're going to stick it out with the people. And so that's established. And if you give, you can trust that your money's going to go directly to help the Haitian people.
All right. Firsthand in Haiti, Jessica Williamson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.